This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Last year, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission approved an experimental study that involves killing mountain lions and bears in an effort to increase the population of mule deer near Rifle. Wildlife groups have since filed lawsuits at both the state and federal levels. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy is here with an update. Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
So what's the latest?
Well, we've had movement in the federal lawsuit. So several wildlife groups filed a lawsuit against a division of the U.S. Department of Agriculture that's called Wildlife Services. This is the federal agency that CPW contracted with to actually kill the bears and mountain lions in the Piance Basin, which is near Rifle, and also for another similar study in the upper Arkansas Valley. The lawsuit was brought on the grounds that the environmental assessment that Wildlife Services completed was not thorough, that it was rushed in order to start those controversial plans rather quickly. And last week, Wildlife Services agreed to temporarily stop killing animals until officials complete a new environmental assessment. That document will give details about the potential environmental effects of plans like this. Wildlife Services will also stop using M44s, which are spring-loaded devices that release sodium cyanide to kill predators. Critics call these cyanide bombs, and they've been in the news lately after a teenager accidentally triggered one in Idaho and it killed his dog.
Okay, can you remind us what's the background on the plan to kill predators near Rifle?
Yeah, CPW has seen a decline in the mule deer population in that area, and their scientists have a theory that the cause could be bears and mountain lions preying on newborn fawns. So the agency has hired Wildlife Services to kill up to 15 lions and 25 bears every year for 3 years during the spring months when those fawns are most vulnerable.
And are they using M44s to do that?
It's not listed as one of the methods in the Colorado Parks and Wildlife plan. They are using other controversial methods, including foot snares and several types of traps. But the federal lawsuit is bigger than the two CPW predator management plans. And the most recent movement there has said that Wildlife Services will not use M44s on any public land statewide.
So how does that ruling impact these plans and the killing of bears and lions near Rifle?
That's not totally clear because that plan is time specific. So CPW has hired Wildlife Services to kill the bears and lions in May and June specifically. So there isn't any killing happening now anyways. The stay on that means that CPW can't continue that work until the new environmental assessment is written. That new assessment could be in before May or June, but that's not totally clear.
So the first year of that study already happened.
Right.
Do you have any details about how that went?
Not a ton of details, but the first year did happen. That's been confirmed. CPW will not release how many animals were killed until the study is complete over those full 3 years. They also haven't yet commented on how the federal lawsuit could impact the rest of that study, and it's not clear if they will comment on that. That's at least in part because there's a pending state lawsuit against CPW regarding these predator control plans in particular.
Okay, thank you, Elizabeth.
You bet.
That's Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.